Welcome to the European CME Forum podcast. European CME Forum is a not-for-profit organization that promotes multi-channel discussion on matters relating to European and global CME CPD. My name is Eugene Pozniak. I'm the program director of European CME Forum. In today's episode, Marcin Rocinka from Mental Health Europe presents highlights from the breakout session he led with Paul Schaeffer and Ellie White during last year's 13th annual meeting of the European CME Forum. The focus of today's episode is Patients as Teachers and Conflict of Interest as a Side Effect, How to Do It Right.
I had the pleasure of hosting a workshop on indeed involvement of patients in medical education and managing conflicts of interest as a side effect. And we had very interesting discussions on both topics, actually, with divided people joining our session to discuss in depth involvement of patients and conflicts of interest. We worked on analyzing the situation in Europe using a tool that is quite well known when we talk about patient involvement, which is the ladder of involvement. And actually, we ran a poll as well with our participants, and the situation appeared to be better than I thought. So we actually have lots of good examples of involving patients in Europe as well. And before having this session, I thought that we learned mostly from our colleagues from the United States and Canada. But actually, we have good examples in Europe, and that's what we discussed as well. Going in depth into the two breakouts. So in the patient's involvement, we touched upon the fact that who else than the patient has the best experience and expertise on managing their condition and their disease. Actually, that the involvement of patients brings a new focus in education and shifts the focus on the quality of life as well. That is a very important angle. We also talked about the fact that patients bring a lot of importance on looking at the real needs of patients and the communities that the healthcare should serve. We also talked a little bit about the practical steps, so how to start involving patients and how we can make the first step, really. So we've heard good examples from one participant about the fact that they cooperated very closely with a patient organization. They even fund the patient organization to help them function and to help them keep their independence as well. And that's kind of the first source of meaningful involvement of patient in medical education. But also we talked about one example of reaching out to the clinicians and to the physicians that they have contact with patients, and that can be also a good source of patients. I talk as well, I use these words of source of patients, but you know, you need to start somehow. You need to look for people to be involved as well. And we also categorize the involvement starting from limited involvement, where you only kind of invite participants to tell their story kind of setting that is involving patients, but it's not everything that you can do with patients. And on the side of the managing of conflicts of interest, we talked about the fact that actually there are great examples of doing so, again, from Canada and States, but also from Europe, and that the industry also advanced the way that they approach this, everything in the context of working closely with the patient advocacy groups. So again, like a positive change that we observe as well in this context. And we also looked at the fact that whether the same tools that we use to manage conflict of interest that might appear when we talk about the relationships between the pharmaceutical industry and healthcare professionals can be applied to managing the conflicts of interest that might appear between the patients and the industry. So that was kind of the main takeaways. We all agreed that it's extremely important and valuable to involve patients, and that's the way to go, really. But there are challenges around that should be addressed.
That was Marcin Rocinka from Mental Health Europe discussing patients as teachers and how to do it right. If you would like to learn more about this topic, you can now register for the 14th annual meeting and gain access to the complete archive of last year's 13th annual European CME Forum, consisting of all the plenary and workshop sessions with over 18 hours of CME CPD content from a faculty of 70 experts in European and global CME. More information on the upcoming 14th annual European CME Forum and this year's JECME Special Collection can be found on our website, cmeforum.org. Thank you for listening, and join us for more episodes as we explore all things CME CPD.